You can neglect things. It's very easy to let things fall by the wayside. I've neglected going to the gym. And I've noticed that the scale numbers have been increasing. In other words, I haven't been too diligent about my weight. When I was diligent, I lost 30 pounds. But neglect has caused me to find those pounds again. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of the issue of how do you keep your heart? Put away from you a froward mouth. That word froward means perverse. Do you realize if you speak negative words continually, you will abort the promise that God put on the inside of you? Why do you think God had to shut Zechariah's mouth when Elizabeth was going to give forth, when she was pregnant with a child? Why did he shut his mouth? Because he didn't believe. Because if he'd have spoken when he didn't believe, he would have messed up what God was trying to do. He would have aborted that promise. That's one way to nurture the word. You got to nurture the word with your mouth, with your positive confession, with your good words. You know, God is not a fan of complaining, murmuring, or grumbling. You can read throughout the Bible that wherever people complained, God didn't say, it's okay. Uh-uh. When they complained in the wilderness, he sent fiery serpents to them. So God is not a fan of complaining. So if you're a complainer, it's going to be hard for you to birth something new. Because complaining is what the circumstances are. And that's not going to bring any change. That's one way to nurture the word on the inside of you. Put away from you froward mouth and perverse lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Men are eye-wired. And Satan knows that. And he will put things in your path to distract you. How do you destroy a man with a vision? Give him another one. Two visions is double vision. I see two of you. Like, I don't know if you ever saw the Little Caesars Camicia, or the Little Caesars pizza commercial. Do you see two pizzas? And he puts on, I see two pizzas. Okay, then we have two pizzas for one low price. I don't know where that came up, but you got to let your eyes look straight on. Look unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. If you want to bring forth the new, your mouth and what you look at have a big part to play in it. And your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Did you know that what you think on, your body will be drawn to? And if you're looking at the wrong thing, then your feet are going to be drawn to. Just try driving. Look at something to your left and see if the car doesn't go left eventually. Doesn't it? It's funny how your body goes where your eyes are focused on. That's why they tell runners in a race never to look to the right. That's why they put blinders on horses. You know, look to the goal. Look to the prize. Don't look to the left or to the right. Look straight. That's gonna be how you nurture the word. Let all your ways be established. You know, sometimes it takes some time to establish something, doesn't it? Let your ways be established. How long is it going to take you to change a bad habit into a good habit? 30 days. Some say 21, some say 30. I'll just say 30. Just make it simple, easy. If you want to change a habit from a bad habit to a good habit, you're going to have to do the good habit for 30 days. And after 30 days, then it'll be established and you won't even have to think about it. Because the law of habit means something you do twice becomes easier. Amen? Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. You know, it's going to be hard to produce what God promised in you if you're still hanging around evil. You have to abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. Okay? So, guard your heart. Keep your heart. You know, your mouth is going to tell what's in your heart. What's in your heart will eventually come out. That's why you got to replace what's in your heart. You got to put good things in your heart so that good things come out. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, the Bible says. All right? Step number three, to birth the new, giving birth to the new, you've got to carry the seed for a period of time. Isn't that right, women? You know? It's very risky to be giving birth at 4 or 5 months, isn't it? And thank God for the grace of God, some that have been born premature, God brought them along, amen? I remember in Tennessee, there were two twins that were born to one of the guys in the church, and they spent, 5 or 6 months in the intensive care, but God pulled them through. They were praying for them, and God pulled them through, amen? See, God's grace, if you bring forth a premature promise, God's grace can turn it around. He can turn things around. He can add to it. But you got to carry the vision for a time. Go with me to Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12. This was incredible. Sometimes what God speaks to you may not be for tomorrow. You know, when God spoke to me the scripture of Galatians 3:29, that didn't really come to pass until a few years later down the road. But what happened was, when he spoke it to me, I nurtured it. I carried it. I fed it. I always reminded myself of it. And now we're doing it. Amen? For the last 10 years, we've been doing it. Ever since 1996, actually, more than that. Daniel 12, verse 4. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. And many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now think of Daniel. He saw things that were going to happen in the future. And God was giving him the understanding. He was giving him the ability to write it down, but he had to shut it up and seal it because it wasn't for then. It wasn't for his day. It was in the future. But see, Daniel had to carry that around in him. Amen? Daniel was, in a sense, pregnant with a purpose. Hallelujah. Come on. And he carried that around until it was time to bring it forth. You know, Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision, make it plain on a tablet so that when you see it, you can run with it, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. And it will come to pass, it will not tarry, but it will come to pass. See, sometimes you got to carry around what God said, and you got to let it develop, you got to let it simmer, you got to let it increase on the inside of you before it's time to deliver it. Because when it's fully developed, and you get to the point when you're going to deliver it, it'll be wonderful. But see, in our fast-paced, fast food, right now generation, news 24 hours a day, you can turn on, you can get news from any part of the world. Downloads, text messages, tweets, and Facebook. You can be in contact with people from all around the world in just seconds. And I think for some, we've lost the art of carrying things. Just think, if God gave you a word, and that word wasn't going to come to pass until 9 months, how would you keep your faith in month 7? Would you still be in faith in month 8? Or would you be willing to give up? Would you be willing to quit? If it hasn't come to pass yet, it hasn't come to pass now. Maybe God didn't speak to me. No, you got to be willing to carry it through. You got to be willing to carry it to full term. Too many people neglect their salvation. You know, it's possible to fall from grace. Hebrews talks about it. It's possible for people to fall from grace. And when people fall from grace, it's not God doesn't move. The people move. They do their own thing. They do what they want to do. But you know what? There's coming a time when all that you wanted to do is going to be before the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's going to be wood, hay, and stubble. And he's going to light a match with that wood, hay, and stubble. See, now sometimes we don't always see the results now. Some people want their reward now. You know, some rewards you're not going to get now. Some rewards are going to be on the other side. But are you, if you're carrying something, you've got to exercise patience. Now, I know, ladies, you get to the point where things start, you know, you get uncomfortable. You can't sleep. You feel bloated. And you say, I want this thing to come out now. Right? But just wait for it. There is a right time. There is a right time for God to unveil, for it to bring forth, for him to show it. You know, who was the guy in the New Testament? He came to baby Jesus, Simeon. The Lord told him, he said, you're not going to die until you see the Lord's Christ. So every day he went to the temple. Every day he went to the temple looking. Because he knew he wasn't going to die until this event happened in his life. That takes faith. It takes faith to carry to full term what God spoke to you. Amen? It takes faith to walk it out. And there was Simeon. Every day he'd show up. He'd look over the crowd. He'd look over the people. And the Holy Spirit said, nope, nope, nope. But you know what? He'd come the next day. And then he came the next day. And then finally, he came like he was coming all the time. See, he kept his faith. See, when you're carrying something full term, you can't deviate. Come on. You got to keep with the program. And I'm not talking about man's program. I'm talking about God's program. Listen, the Holy Spirit, who is your personal coach, he'll tell you when the right time is. It wasn't time for Paul to go to Asia, but it was time for him to go to Macedonia. And when he went to Macedonia, he reaped great results. But see, we don't want to carry things through to full term because we get impatient. That means you're not producing spiritual fruit. When you are impatient, that means that fruit tree is barren. There's no fruit on that tree. You picked all the fruit. And you got to wait. Listen, fruit doesn't grow the next day. If you plant an apple tree tomorrow, you're not going to reap apples next Sunday. There has to be a season of development and growth. Amen? And sometimes, so let me get back to Simeon. I hadn't forgotten about him. He kept doing what he was doing every day until the day when he saw the Lord's Christ. When Mary and Joseph brought that little baby to be circumcised on the eighth day, and the Holy Spirit said, that's him. And he held him up in his arms and he said, now I can go, because he saw the fulfillment of what God said to him. If God said you're not going to die until you see him, then you got to be confident. I'm not going to die until I see the Lord's Christ. What if you get hit by a camel going to the temple? I'm not going to die until I see the Lord's Christ. What if you get run over by a chariot? I'm not going to die until I see the Lord's Christ. Come on. He had to keep that. What has God spoken to you that you need to carry through? What has God promised you that you got to see it through? Yes, all God's promises are yes and amen, but that doesn't mean they're right now. I mean, that doesn't mean that what he says is going to happen tomorrow. Okay? In some things, you're going to have to carry it through. You're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. You know, God will send you a tweet. He'll send the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, you know. Go to Hebrews chapter 10. Okay, I got to get finished with this here. I'm almost done. Are you with me? What are we doing? We're getting ready to birth something new. Listen, you got to go through this process sometimes. You got to go through these stages sometimes. Because too many people are producing premature promises. A premature promise is weak. It can't sustain itself until it develops more further. That's why they go from the womb to an incubator, so that they can develop, and then once they develop to that point, then they get taken out of the incubator. Amen? Listen, some people, they passed God's promise from the womb to an incubator because they pushed it out too soon. Hebrews 10, verse 36. Well, look at verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. If the Bible says don't cast away your confidence, then the possibility exists that you could. You could lose confidence. Verse 36, if you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Notice you don't receive the promise until you do the will of God. If you want God to bless you financially, then you need to do the will of God, which is tithe and give offerings. Thank you for those four amens. You said that's just old time. You know, if you read the chapter Hebrews 7, the whole chapter talks about the tithe, and that's New Testament. Anyway, if you want to reap the promise, you got to do the will of God. Verse 37, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Now, how many has heard that Jesus is coming soon? How has that influenced your life? You know, you could be in a service and you could say, Jesus is coming, and people go, they get all excited. But a week later, they stop living like he's coming tomorrow. And they slip back into old habits, into old way of doing things. They put on the old man in place of the new man. And then they're not living by faith. So then they're not going to see the fulfillment of what God said. And as birth gets closer, so do pains. Birth pains, right? And the closer they are together, the more imminent birth is. You know? Kapow! 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 Woo! I felt that one. We better get to the hospital, honey. Get the bag. Let's go. But as those pains, see, birthing is not going to come without pain. You're going to feel it. When it's time to bring that forth on the inside of you, you're going to feel it. The pains are going to get closer together. Contractions. Ooh, there's a contraction. I remember when Fiona was giving birth, you know, they were monitoring the contractions. And they had a little device, and that device would tell the strength of the, oh, that was a big one. Woo, you know. Ooh, I feel the Lord's moving. I feel it. Woo, I feel it. Woo, 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 there it goes. So the closer you get to bringing it forth, you're going to have to go through some pain. But I want you to know. And then when it's time to give birth, you're going to have to, it's going to require your final push. Amen? Like the runner who's been running in a marathon, he's kept a steady pace. But the minute he sees that goal, what does he do? He digs down deep within him. He gives it all he's got. He puts on the afterburners to cross that finish line. See, when it's time to give birth to what God put on the inside of you, there's going to be some pain, and you're going to have to push it out. Go with me to Isaiah 61. I'm sorry, 66. Isaiah 66. I'm almost done. Hallelujah. We're about ready to give birth here. I'm pregnant with a purpose. Hallelujah. One lady said, for her first baby, she said, "Doctor, tell me what the pain's going to be like." He said, "Well, I can't really tell you because it varies from women to women." She just says, "Give me an example." He said, "Stick your lip out." He said, "Stick your bottom lip out." He said, "Stick it out further. Stick it out further." And she stretched it out as far as she could. And then the doctor said, "Now put it over your head. That's what the pain will feel like." Isaiah 66, verse 6. A voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that renders recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth, says the Lord? Listen, the reason God puts something inside you is so that you can bring it out. He puts it in you and he wants you to bring it out. Amen? And it may be for you, it may be for the next generation. But God put it in you so that he could bring it out, so that he could bring it forth. And once delivery comes, yeah, you go through some pain, but once that delivery is made, there is rejoicing. There is rejoicing. You forget about all the pain and all the effort it took to get the baby out, and now there's rejoicing. And all the pain that you just went through doesn't amount, can't compare to the amount of rejoicing that now takes place. And once you give birth to something, then you have the privilege of naming it. You can name it before, but once a child is born, a new person is brought into this earth. Someone brand new, they get a new name. They get a new birth certificate. They get their own identification. Yes, it came from you. Yes, it's a part of you, but they're their own thing. And they're brand new. And yes, they have a combination of the mother and the father in them. Amen? But now they're brought forth. See, when the promise is brought forth, then you can put it on display. Amen? Once Josiah came forth, now that he's forth, everybody wants to see him. We put him on display. Amen? And that's what God does with you. He'll take what's on the inside of your heart. You'll go through these stages, and you will give birth to something new. Amen? God's about to do a new thing in the earth. He's about to show signs on earth and signs in heaven. Something new that you've never seen before. Something new that you've never done before. Are you willing to nurture that? Are you willing to carry that? And are you willing to deliver what he planted on the inside of you? And when you do, you will be giving birth to something new. Amen? We can birth something new today. A new way of living. A new way of doing. Praise God. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. I'm excited. God, he labors in you. And then you can name it. Glory to God. What do you need? What new do you need to be done in you today? God will wipe away the past. The only grave digger in the world is Satan. And when he brings your past up to you, you just talk to him about his future. The devil brings your past. You say, well, devil, I hope you enjoy your time by the lake of fire. I hope you enjoy your eternal separation from God. God wants to do something new. He'll give you a new marriage. Husbands and wives, you can have the best marriage possible. You can have the most exciting time together, and it can get better and better. Are you willing to do what God said to do to get it? Stop speaking negative. Stop aborting the promises. Start speaking positive. Husbands, call your wife virtuous. Call her blessed. Call her what you want. Wives, speak that over your husbands. Stop nagging and start praising. Because that's part of producing the promise. Young people, God's got plans for you. I know. I came to know the Lord when I was 12. Look at me now. You never know where the Lord's going to take you or what he's going to do with you, but you know what? He's got good plans for you. If you're single, God's got plans for you. But you got to be willing to go through the process. You got to give birth to something new. One single man, he started acting like a married man. He got his stuff cleaned up, organized his stuff. He was carrying on like he would if he was married. And you know what? It wasn't a short time after that he met his wife-to-be, and they got married. So whatever it is you need, listen, today is a new day. We're not concerned about the past. We're concerned about tomorrow. And what you do today will affect your tomorrow. Or what you don't do today will affect your tomorrow. So we have an opportunity here today for you to experience the newness of God. You've been given information. And Heavenly Father, I pray right now that you would move by the Holy Spirit. Lord, only you can touch the hearts. Only you can draw men and women to you, Father. We lift up Jesus right now in this place. And I thank you that as we lift up Jesus, if you want to go ahead and play the last song of worship that we played, that would be great. And I just want to pray for you today. For you to experience the newness of God. I want the newness of God to touch you. Amen. Let him touch the dry old places of your heart and let him bring refreshing. Amen. This is a new opportunity. So I want anybody that would need prayer, that would like prayer, come up here right now in the name of Jesus. And as you're coming, Lord, I pray a blessing over every mother in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, Father, for their nurture, for their care, for their love. Lord, I ask you to touch them mightily today in the name of Jesus. Cause them to be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.